Back at Cowboy Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes and Clint Shields, our sideline reporter down there. And Clint, that was a pretty impressive 10-yard run there by Colby Kelly, wasn't it?
It was, and you guys mentioned that they've used him a lot more recently, and we were talking during the break there. I think that's something that Wimberley commits to. You know, this is still really, really early in the ballgame. A whole lot of some feeling out going on in that first quarter.
Yeah.
I think with the weapons they've got in the backfield, Wilson, Kelly, and Dennis Smith, using those three guys and really committing to pound it on the ground here, I think, is really going to start to open things up on the outside. Now, of course, I'm not the offensive coordinator, but...
You're not?
No. They've yet to dial me in on the headset.
First down and 10 now for Wimberley at their own 44-yard line. Just underway. This will be the first play of the second quarter. 3-0 Argyle. Lambert taking his time, calling signals to his offensive line. He'll be in the shotgun. He'll have Trinity Wilson to his left. Dennis Smith to his right. Pretty good arsenal there in that Wimberley backfield. He's going to give it to Smith. Looking for running room. Left side, he's got a lot of running room. 50 and down to the Argyle 45-yard line is Dennis Smith. He reels off 11 yards, another first down.
Yeah, like Clint mentioned, you'd like to see them keep pounding the ball. They're having some success and kind of thought they would running it on the ground. It'll certainly soften up that secondary and open up the pass maybe.
And Colby Kelly just pancaked someone as a lead blocker on that one. And you're right. Maybe Clint is the offensive coordinator. After that, he says that's what they need to do. Heck.
Yeah, we've mic'd up one. This is a special game. We've mic'd up the offensive coordinator.
Get Weldon Nelms on the horn immediately. First down and 10 now at the Argyle 45-yard line. Texans on the move now. 20 yards on their last two snaps. Lambert in the shotgun again. Dennis Smith again up the middle. He's got a big hole again. 40, 35, and knocked down at the 31-yard line is Dennis Smith. He gets 14 more.
Yeah. Reese Thompson over here on the right side. Yeah, Texas caught him in a blitz that time. And, boy, once big Dennis Smith got through the line, it was neat to watch him ramble.
He is so hard to tackle, and he's so big. And when you're big and fast, that's a problem.
Yeah,
Reese
Thompson.
You're on the other side of the football.
Yeah, Reese Thompson wisely tackled him down low.
So first down and 10 now at the Argyle 31. Wimberley now, deepest penetration of the ball game. Early in the second quarter, trailing Argyle 3-0. Lambert looking, throwing out right side to Blakemore. Blakemore catches it and then goes out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Thought I saw a flag come in there, but I guess I was wrong.
No, it's laying in there on that 20-yard marker there.
Yeah, Blakemore's pretty fired up. I think you're right, Clint. I think he was thinking that maybe he was held, and at any rate, it won't matter. Let's see what the call is here. It was a pickup of 16. Yes, it was against the defense, and the penalty was declined. That's the first Brady Lambert completion of the ball game, and it comes with 10:45 left to play in the first half. He's 1 out of 5 for 16 yards. But again, he might have had a 60-yarder earlier in this ball game, if not for Brendan Blakemore letting that one slip through his grasp.
Yeah,
first down and 10 at the 15.
What's been interesting on those two attempts to Blakemore is both times he's beat his defender. He's got more speed. I think you're going to see that more during the game.
Lambert's going to run it up the middle. He gets about 4 down to the 11-yard line where he stood up. He kind of faked the handoff and took off on the run. I think that was a designed run, it looked like, from here.
Yeah, not necessarily a draw, just kind of a quarterback keeper over the right side doing it from the shotgun formation.
I like getting these replays, Randy. Let's see what we can do and implement that in the regular season next year. Let's get that put in at Wimberley's field. Can we do that?
If they win state, I think anything's possible.
All things are possible.
Yeah, that's right.
Second down and 7 now. Ball at the 12. Wimberley knocking at the door for the first time today. Lambert will be in the shotgun again as the clock rolls inside of 10 minutes left. Second down and 7. Lambert's going to roll left. Gets a good block. Looking, throwing into the end zone and throwing out of the back of the end zone. Holloman was the receiver. He was well covered, and Lambert smartly just threw it away.
Yeah, Holloman over here on the back of the end zone had two defenders around him, and Lambert, it wasn't any way he was going to be able to thread that needle, so wisely threw it over the back of the end zone.
So now, big play. It'll be third down.
Hammer had a little room in front of him that time. He had one defender, and if he could have maybe do a little pump fake and took that ball and ran, he might have went into the end zone.
Third down and seven now. Ball at the 12-yard line. I'm no math major, but you got to get it to the five to get a first down. Blakemore, oh, by the way, is in the slot on the left side of Lambert. And, yeah, the Texans are going to take the timeout. Let's take a timeout as well. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM. We'll be back in a moment.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast on KDRP and WimberleyRadio.com comes from the Good Night Diner in Wimberley, serving up new and traditional American cuisine in a casual and comfortable environment. Open 11 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Information available online at thegoodnightdiner.org and by phone at 722-3271. Support for today's sports broadcast comes from 4D Dance Studio, teaching students in the middle school and high school grade levels dance and cheer, including ballet, jazz, and other dance forms. Regular class schedule begins Tuesday, January 3rd at Boudreaux's Powerhouse Gym. More information, including registration, is available by calling 361-649-6469.
And on the web at 4ddance.com. That's the number 4ddance.com.
Support for this Wimberley Texan State Championship football game on KDRP Radio and WimberleyRadio.com is made possible in part by Brewster's Pizza, a locally owned, family-operated pizzeria with gluten-free options available at the Junction in Wimberley. A full menu available online at brewsterspizza.com and by phone at 512-847-3299. Bruce, Holly, and the entire Colley family wish the Texans all the best in this state championship game. Go Texans!
Back at Cowboy Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. The Wimberley Texans facing an important third down and seven from the Argyle 12-yard line. Eagles lead it 3-0. Clint Shields mentioned something in the break, Randy, about that sun in the far sideline. It's kind of in the face of that Argyle defense here. So who knows? How about a lob pass to Davis Holloman over here in this sun?
Yeah, even though
he'll have to look into it.
Well, inside the stadium, the entire west end of this stadium is all glass. Beautiful facility, but yeah, boy, the west sun setting is really streaming in right into the defender's eyes.
Now we wait. The TV guy, look at him down there at the 25. He's looking out at the head official, and he's on the field. The official's not going to dare start a play before the television is ready. The world is ruled by television. You do realize that, don't you, Randy?
Why don't we get that? throw us a bone.
That's right. Third down and seven now. Big, big play for Wimberley here. Lambert now is directly under the center. Colby Kelly and Dennis Smith behind him in the backfield. Got to get to the five-yard line to keep this drive alive. Play action. Looking. He's in trouble. He flips it out right side to Kelly, though. Kelly gets it to the five. Powers his way inside the five-yard line. It'll be first and goal at the three-yard line.
A little underneath screen that time to Kelly. Kelly, he would have been stopped short, but his just sheer power. He was able to knew where that first down yard marker was at and barely gets past it.
They're going to spot it down at the four-yard line. Big, big play. Lambert just flipped it out there, Randy. Boy, he had somebody breathing down his neck in that backfield. He was able to spit it out there, though, to Kelly. So now it's first and goal for Wimberley. I formation. This might be Dennis Smith territory here. Colby Kelly, the lead blocker in front of Smith, dotting the I. Let's see if he's going to get it. Fumbled snap. Lambert's got it, though. And he gets back down on it. And so back at the four-yard line is Wimberley. Lambert gets up groggily, but he gets up nevertheless. It'll be second down and goal, and boy, that'll make your heart stop if you're a Wimberley Texan fan.
Ah, near disaster there. The Eagles had big number 53 lined up right over the top of the center, and obviously it distracted Heatley from making a good exchange there.
So it'll be second down and goal now. Ball at the four-yard line. Lambert again, directly under center, and again with Dennis Smith in the backfield behind him. Colby Kelly, the fullback, going to give it to Smith. Smith up the middle, fighting forward. He's able to get a yard, maybe two, down to the two-yard line. It'll be third down from the two.
Yeah, interesting to see where they spot this ball. He's really good at stretching that arm out as he's going down. Yeah, like he's going to get a good favorable spot there right at the one-yard line.
Ball. Just got a note handed to us, Randy, that Ian Sadler, the outstanding wide receiver, has left the game for Argyle with a knee injury. So that will definitely hurt the Eagles.
Yeah, at their leading receiver.
They're spotting this down at the 1 yard line. So third down and goal from the one. Lambert under center. Long count. Turns. Gives it to Smith. Smith off left tackle. Fighting for the
touchdown.
End zone. He got it. Touchdown, Wimberley. Texans take the lead.
Man, he was met a yard right at the line of scrimmage in just pure strength. He lowered his shoulder and bulled his way into the end zone. Beautifully done.
Smith, 1 yard run. Clint, did you get a good look at that touchdown run down there?
Yeah, I sure did. Like you said, it was pretty much just power. Met it about the 1 yard line and just managed to push his. That's what you get with Dennis Smith.
Tano Avila now will come on to kick the extra point. 7:52 remaining in the second quarter. Avila's kick is up. It is high, and it is good. And with 7:52 left to play in the second quarter, our score, Wimberley 7, Argyle 3. We're back with more Wimberley Texans football after this brief timeout.
For this Wimberley Texan football broadcast on KDRP and WimberleyRadio.com comes from King's Contracting, a full-service contracting company, including new construction and remodeling for both residential and commercial clients. Available by phone at 512-844-4802 and online at kingscontracting.com. Kelly King wishes all the best to the Texans during this championship game. Texas State Building License number 36762. This Wimberley Texan State Championship football broadcast is made possible in part by the YMCA of Austin. With a focus on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility, activities include youth aquatics, organized sports, cardio, and weightlifting for individuals and families. 7 locations in Travis and Hayes counties, including Dripping Springs, Oak Hill, and Kyle. Online at ymca.org. Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game is made possible by Wimberley Rental, providing the greater Wimberley Valley with construction equipment rentals, land clearing equipment, and party supply rentals. Available at 512-847-3106 or stop by at 612 Melody Way, Wimberley, Texas. The entire staff of Wimberley Rental wish the best of luck during the playoffs.
Welcome back to Cowboys Stadium, or Casey Kasem's Top 40. I'm not sure what it is, but one or the other. At any rate,
Foo Wimberley. Fighters, Mike. Foo Fighters.
Is that the Foo Fighters?
That's right.
Wimberley's leading at 7-3. I'm going to be amiss. I'm going to have to do this, and Denver's probably going to get mad at me. I got to say hello to 4 of my 5 kids are here in the stadium with me today. What a day. Chanel, Abby, Tess, and Miles Blackwell are in the house. I haven't shouted out to them all year. I'm going to shout out to them. They don't hear it. Maybe they'll hear it later. But at any rate, it's great having 4 of the 5 here. The other one fighting for the country in the Navy across the halfway across the world. So who knows? He might be tuning in, too.
He's probably listening as well. We thank him for his service.
Here's Tano Avila with the kickoff now. It will be taken at the 3-yard line. Boy, that's a great kickoff. Reese Thompson now to the 15 and brought down at the 16-yard line is Reese Thompson. Avila is probably getting tired of hearing about Cole Hetland. He says, heck, I can knock it down there, too. He drove that one deep, Randy.
Well, you're right. Again, we don't keep statistics on their kickoff game, per se. But, hey, how about Tano Avila? You know, he came in the third game of the season instead of taking over the kicking duties. He's 52 of 53 on extra points. I still say he's perfect because that one wasn't his fault because it was a bad snap and a hold. And he's 4 for 4 on field goals, and his longest only being 28 yards. But he's certainly been accurate.
So now, Awney will get the snap, low snap. He's going to look left, and now he's in trouble. Can't find anybody opening. He does get out of the rush, though, and throws it downfield and completes it out beyond the 50-yard line. How in the world? That was some Harry Houdini stuff. He got out of it and hit Bossow way down inside it. Wimberley territory to the 45-yard line. Good grief.
Yeah, good grief is right. He was almost sacked for a loss back here, way back here about at the 3-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. And Reed Jones kind of took his eye off the receiver and let him get behind him. And, wow, what a nice throw and a catch.
Yeah, I didn't describe that too well. I made it sound like Ani was in a lot of trouble. I thought he was, but he spun out and was able to throw it down the field.
Had him in the grasp there. I thought it was going to be a sack.
Hence, he's a Division I prospect. Shotgun. Ani again will look left and throw it out left. It's caught to the 35-yard line of first down, and actually it's a pickup of about, pickup of 10. It was caught out there by Will Despain, the wide receiver. Another first down, and quickly Argyle is down the field to the Wimberley 35-yard line.
Yeah, they they certainly haven't scored 42 points a game based on sheer luck.
Eh? No.
And we knew that they were a passing team coming into this game, and they're certainly demonstrating it here. Again, Reed Jones that time on the coverage over there with Kay Davis. They're playing zone coverage, at least cover two, it looked like, on that last possession, and he was wide open.
Ani now is going to give it to a receiver on the end around. Trinity Wilson sticks him, though, right near the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a yard. That was the receiver, Adam Kahn. No place to go. It'll be second and long now for Argyle.
He's so quick coming up to the ball. He tackles about as hard as he runs. Really nice textbook form tackle there by Trinity Wilson.
Boy, and that sun is right in our face now, too, Randy. I can see why that sun is such a factor. I think it's more of a factor for the radio guys now, though. It's not on the field at all. So, Carlton Fonville, by the way, stepped off the field for a couple of plays, and Clint has said he's back on the field now. So that's good news for Wimberley. The give to Avalith, the running back. He is stopped in his tracks by King, the linebacker. Jackson King with a nice play right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 9 now.
Yeah, actually, I think Jackson that time was down on the line, Mike, and he fought off his block and met the running back head on right at the line of scrimmage.
So third down and long now. They're calling a third down and 10, so Avalith lost a yard. Tyler, by the way, 9 carries, 39 yards. 6:17 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley leading it 7-3. Ball at the 34. Ani's looking right and throwing right. And it's picked off. Picked off at the 30. It's Trinity Wilson with a one-handed interception. Wimberley has the football.
Boy, that's going to make the highlight reel. What an athletic grab. He stuck his left paw out there and just got the nose of that ball and pulled it in.
Look at that on the replay. Yeah. You described it exactly right, Randy. He reached his left hand up there and snared it out of the air. How about that? And you talk about a timely interception. That was that.
Yeah, it certainly was. And, that's somewhat uncharacteristic for Ani coming into this game. He's only thrown 8 interceptions all season long. That's through 15 games. In the playoffs, though, he's thrown full 4. So, good break there for the Texans.
So let's see if the Texans now try to strike quickly here, Randy. Lambert, the quarterback, he has Cameron Morris in the backfield to his right. Blakemore now going in motion to the far sideline. Back to throw is Lambert. Looking right, looking, pump fakes, still looking. And now he's going to just chunk this one up the field, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off at the 40-yard line by the defensive back of Argyle. That was Jimmy Munoz. He seems to be all over the field. And at any rate, so Wimberley gives it right back to the Eagles. Not a good throw there probably by Brady, Randy.
No, and it looked like Blakemore, it kind of looked like he hesitated, like he was going to do a little comeback route, and it didn't confuse his defenders at all. Had two of them on him. Again, they had man coverage up front on the cornerback, and then the safety rolled over there, was right with him, and the ball was a little bit underthrown. Lambert throwing it off the run, rolling out to his right.
Well, and maybe Lambert misread Blakemore's route, too, Randy.
Yeah,
you never know. Here's the give up the middle to the running back. Spinning forward to the 45 and out to the 47-yard line is Chad Bossow. A nice run there by Bossow. He picks up 8 yards.
Yeah, when it comes to rushing, he's actually their number 3 on their yards total yards for the year with only 379 yards. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's his third touch this game.
4th carry for 13 yards so far. So it'll be second down and 3 now. And the give is to Avalith going right side. He's tripped up, but he manages to stretch it out to close to the 50-yard line, and that'll be a first down.
Yeah, Alden Mann did coming from that outside linebacker position, shot through there, was able to trip him up. But like you said, it wasn't until he was able to fall forward and pick up the first down.
5:10 remaining in the second quarter. Wimberley holding on to a 7-3 lead. Tyler Avalith now 10 carries for 43 yards. So first down and 10 now for Argyle. Ani in the shotgun again. He will turn and give it to Bossow off left tackle, and he cuts it inside. Picks up 4 down to the Wimberley 46-yard line. It'll be second down and six.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are on to something here, Mike. You know, they're handing it off to their big man, Bossow. He's pecking away at three, four, 5 yards of carry here, coming really right off the guard.
Now it'll be second down and six for the Eagles. Again, ball at the 45-yard line. Call it second down and five now. Awney now taking a long time at the line of scrimmage. He looks over to the sideline now to get the play. And he gets the snap, and he's back to throw. Looking pressure. Now he's going to run right. Evades the pressure, throws the ball out to the right sideline, and incomplete. Boy, what a great job he did getting outside that tackle box and just getting rid of the ball.
Yeah, Colton Fonville and Alden Mann were just all over him, had their arms up. He really had nowhere to go. He was a smart decision to just to simply throw the ball out of bounds instead of risk a bad throw.
So now third down and five. We talked about these quarterbacks in our pregame. Neither one of them have really come out with a house of fire here today, Randy. 4 for 9 is Awney. Brady Lambert, 3 for 8. So third down and five. Of course, you know they can catch fire quickly. Here's Awney now, looking right and throwing right and incomplete. He was trying to hit his receiver, Bossow, out on the right flat. It's incomplete now, and it'll be fourth down and five.
Yeah, Trinity had good position on the defense that time and then caused Awney to throw the ball somewhat a little bit in front of the receiver.
So Awney now is 4 out of 10 with an interception. And now we're going to get a timeout. I believe that it was called. Well, no, it's going to be fourth down. I thought someone had called a timeout. I was wrong. 4:07 remaining in the second quarter. And Argyle now will punt the football. It's Anthony Fuqua who will punt for the Eagles. He's going to try to drop Wimberley deep in its own territory here. He gets the punt away, and it's going to be a fair catch called at the 17-yard line. He dropped it, but Wimberley gets it. Let's see. I believe that was Hunter Burchell who called for the fair catch, and he was kind of casual there, and it just dropped to his feet. And, again, dangerous stuff there, dropping those bunts. Ball will be at the 19 of Wimberley. That's where the Texans will take over.
Well, we said it, this game, a big key factors were going to be field position and turnovers. And in this case, good job by the Eagles to punt the ball down there inside the 20. Certainly didn't want to let turnovers be part of that equation as well.
So first down and 10 now at the 19-yard line. Let's see if the Texans can do something here with 3:59 remaining, leading it 7-3. Lambert's going to take it and just follow his blockers up the middle. Not much running room, though. He gets a yard. The ball was whistled at dead. The ball came out and was recovered by Argyle, but the official blows it dead. And now the Argyle, the guy who recovered it for Argyle, Ray Tucker's looking up at that big screen. He says, I don't know about that one. And, yeah, it looked like he may very well have stripped it out before Lambert hit the ground.
It looked to me like his knee was on the ground.
Okay.
He was pretty well. It looked like his right knee was down whenever that ball came out.
Well, and if the whistle's blue, it's a moot point anyway.
That's right.
Second down and 10 for Wimberley now. Lambert again from the shotgun formation.
Have to admit, I'm a little surprised they've run that play twice now without any success.
Rolling left, looking. Now he's going to head back right. Lambert's got a lot of running room. He's going to tuck it under and run. He's going to get the first down and then step out of bounds at the 32-yard line. A pickup of 12 for Brady Lambert.
Yeah, good job scrambling to get away. Couldn't find a receiver down the field. Reversed his course, went back to his right, able to pick up the first down. But back to that quarterback, a little quarterback running play. That, you know, last week that he ran that play several times and without really any real success. And twice today they've ran. He really gets to the line of scrimmage and doesn't pick up a lot of yards.
Two timeouts remaining for Wimberley. Clint Shields, about time for a Brennan Blakemore appearance, isn't it? What do you think? Clint's down there. He's monitoring those trash cans like he was a while ago, isn't he? First down and 10 now for Wimberley. Ball at their own 32-yard line. Texans trying to get some points here. 3:05 left to play in the second quarter. The give is to Trinity Wilson. No running room whatsoever. No gain for Trinity, who now has 3 carries for 20 yards.
Yeah, he was met hard at the line of scrimmage by the linebacker on this side, number 41, Sam Sizelove. Boy, he stepped up in there and met him in the hole.
Boy, that sun's bearing down on us now, isn't it, Randy?
Actually, Carsten Basso actually was the first one to make contact there. That's the brother, if you notice the names. to Chad.
Yeah,
yeah, called several times.
Clock on the move now. 2:34. Again, Wimberley has two timeouts. Second down and 10 now. Shotgun for Lambert at his own 32-yard line. He's going to turn and give it to Smith. Spins out of a tackle and gets it to the 35-yard line. Pickup of three for Smith. Dennis with 39 yards on seven carries here in this first half. Second down and 13 now. And, well, the Nelms will have to decide if he wants to try to milk the clock or save the clock. It's kind of a tweener. He's kind of in a tweener position now on third down and seven as it regards to the clock here, Randy.
Well, you'd like to see him do a little out pattern or something to pick up that first down. It'd be a good time for one of those little patented outside screens that they've had so much success with.
Third down and seven, minute 47 left in the first half, and the clock is on the move. Wimberley back to throw. Lambert, pressure, steps up, though. He's going to run it. 35, trying to get to the sideline, but knocked down at the 37-yard line. Well short of the first down. Clock continues to run at 1:32, and now Argyle is going to take a timeout after that two-yard gain.
Yeah, Texans offensive line, boy, the Eagles' defensive front is doing a great job getting penetration. Lambert back there the last several plays, pass plays anyway. He's really having to scramble around for his life.
Clint, what do you think? A minute 32 left to play, and now Argyle's going to get the ball with a full allotment. Well, they got two timeouts remaining, I should say. Plenty of time, more than enough time for the Eagles to score here, huh?
More than enough time, and I'm really impressed with Austin Ani despite not feeling well. He throws a really good ball, but I do think defensively, if you're Wimberley, you've got to make him keep the ball in his hands as much as he can, because running a fever of 103, 104, been doing a little digging around, so I know he's had a pretty good fever most of the day. I think you've got to find a way to make him beat you in a way other than throwing.
Clint, did you take his temperature?
No, I didn't. Like I said, been asking everyone I can find what do they know about Austin Ani.
That's
called good sideline reporting.
Twitter. Twitter in the modern era of sideline reporting is a tremendous tool.
I tell you what, Randy, you can have Aaron Andrews. I'll take Clint Shields. Now, there are positives and negatives.
No
to
comment.
And now the Argyle Eagle is shown on the big screen, and that he is greeted with a chorus of boos from the Wimberley crowd, so that's kind of funny. Fourth down and five now. Fourth down and five, and Hunter Burchell is going to be deep in punt formation, but Brady Lambert is up at the 33-yard line. Surely not. I don't think so, but I'm just going to plant that seed, and the snap is back to Burchell, and Burchell is going to punt the football, and it is going to land inside the 30 and out of bounds at about the 23-yard line. Let's see where he marks it. Marks it at the 23, exactly where I said it went out of bounds, Randy. We have such a good point of view up here. And anyway, a good punt there by Burchell. Argyle will get it at its own 23-yard line with a minute 24 remaining. And Clint's right, that Ani kid, he's awfully impressive. His numbers aren't very impressive so far. I shouldn't even say that. That'll mean he's going to hit 4 out of 4 here on this drive. But he's 4 out of 10 for 66 yards and the one interception to Trinity Wilson.
And the bulk of that came on one play on those passing yards.
Again, two timeouts remaining, 1:24. Ani's going to move left, looking. Now pressure. Kelly's got him, but Ani's able to throw it away before Kelly is able to get him on the sack. Nice job by Ani to get the ball off.
Yeah, Kobe Kelly blitzing from the middle linebacker position, had a beat on him. Showed really good speed there to catch up with Ani. Ani tried, again, good coverage by the Texas secondary. He couldn't find anybody to dump the ball off to.
Ani with a good presence, though. He flipped it out and avoided the loss there, Randy. A minute 17 left now. Wide receivers all over the place. Ani a long time getting the play from the sideline. He's in the shotgun formation per usual. He's going to throw it out left side, a little bubble screen out there left. 25-yard line out to the 29-yard line. A pickup of 6. He hit his wide receiver out there. That's Will Despain.
And again, they do a good job spreading the ball around. Will Despain comes into this game, 17 receptions, 150 yards.
And the clock goes inside at 1 minute. Ani quickly with a snap. He's going to run it now. Looking for running room. He doesn't have any room. And finally, he just falls down of his own volition at the 25-yard line. A loss of 5. Austin Ani was looking for a place to fall down on that snap.
Yeah, he started to the right, tried to go to the left, went to the right, and he's trying to reverse his course back to the left. He slipped on the turf.
And it looks like Clint Shields, it looks like Wimberly took the quick timeout in anticipation of the punt. So it looks like the Texans are going to get the ball here with 48 seconds left.
I think they'll have it in pretty decent field position, but as we've covered quite extensively, Argyle real strong in the kicking game, both in the field goal department and as well the punting department. Still, though, it's the right call if you're Weldon Nelms and company to take that timeout and play the field position game here.
All right, absolutely. And, you know, Anthony Fuqua has been averaging 41 yards a punt, but if he could get a decent return. And, again, Blakemore, on the times they've thrown the ball to him, he's really beat his receivers. And so, yeah, you kind of think maybe you'd like to see him get a chance to throw the ball down the field a time or two.
Hey, Clint, you're the sideline reporter. Do something about that sun. That sun's kind of bugging me right now.
I'm asked them to either close the shades in the next 10 minutes. If the sun's not gone, they'll close it 10 minutes from now.
Does he have drapes? Jerry has drapes up there, doesn't he? He's got a bunch of balloons.
I think he's got those pull-down blinds.
I thought that was a water slide up there.
Is that what that is? You know, there is a fountain. Look over there to our left there, Randy. See that fountain?
I played in it earlier.
I thought that was you over there. I thought that was you, Randy. I'm not going to tell everybody what you were wearing in that fountain. I'm just going to let that go. But at any rate, 52. They put 4 seconds more back on the clock now, 52 seconds. So that's good for Wimberly as Fuqua will now step back into punt formation. Wimberly will get it with one timeout remaining. And should have really good field position as Burt Schell and Blakemore are back deep standing at their own 40-yard line. Fuqua with a punt, and it's a good one. Blakemore's going to run back and get it, though. He's going to try to return this at the 28, drops the ball, but gets back on it at the 31-yard line. 42 seconds remaining now. They'll have it at the 31-yard line with one timeout.
Yeah, he had an opportunity for a return there, at least for some yards. Dennis Smith was back there with him, set up a good block. Had Blakemore held on the ball, he could have at least advanced it, I don't know, 5 or 6 yards, give him a little better position where they're at now.
And you got to feel like Brennan Blakemore hasn't really been a factor in this first half, Randy. And we've seen this happen a couple of times before. Brennan Blakemore, don't go to sleep on him because he can have a bad couple of quarters or not be effective. And then suddenly lightning has a way of striking with number two. So watch out, especially late in the first halves of games, too.
And Texas certainly have several other capable receivers.
Here's Lambert now. He's going to drop to throw. Throws it out right side. It's caught by Blakemore to the 40. Steps out of bounds at the 41-yard line. A pickup of 9. 37 seconds left to play. A very efficient 9-yard gain there.
Yeah, very efficient. Nice speed. Blakemore was wide open. Caught that ball. Went down the field. Never was touched and stepped out of bounds.
Second down and one now. Lambert now is 3 out of 9 for 34 yards and an interception. Blakemore with a couple of receptions for 25 yards. Second down and one, ball at the 41-yard line. Blakemore back to throw again, looking right side this time, throwing it out to Burt Schell. He overshot him over there in the right flat. It'll be third down and one now.
Yeah, the ball a little high over the outstretched arms of Burt Schell. Same play, actually, they ran to this near side on the previous play, tried it over to that side, going toward the sideline, just couldn't quite get it.
So big play here, third down and one. Do you try to get the first down here, Randy, or do you throw it down the field? Or Clint Shields says yes, get the first down.
I agree. I think you get some route again going toward the sideline, pick up the first down and get out of bounds to here, stop the clock.
Lambert's going to take it himself right up the middle, kind of a draw-looking deal. 45-50, look out. He's in Argyle territory at the 45 and down to the Argyle 41-yard line. 23 seconds left. Clint Shields, what'd you see on that? You liked what you saw on that play, didn't you?
Well, you had asked the question about do you get the first down. My immediate answer was yes, and that was what I had in mind. Quarterback draw, get a yard, and then see what happens.
Well, now time, we'll have to watch that clock. They'll restart the clock now at 20 seconds now, and it's running. Shotgun formation at the 41-yard line of Argyle. Lambert is scrambling left, and now he's going to throw it out left, and he just threw that one away. 11 seconds remain on the clock. The Texans have one timeout remaining on the Argyle 41-yard line, so they're running out of time here, and they're running out of space, and they've almost run out of timeouts. And Tano Avila does not have a booming leg here, Randy. So something big is going to have to happen on this play for Wimberly to score.
Well, he's certainly outside of Avila's range, like you mentioned. And I don't know. Again, on the couple of passes that they've thrown to Blakemore, Blakemore's speed had him past the defenders, and they like to think maybe they're going to go deep to him just on a go route.
Blakemore is in the slot on the left side. Back to throw is Lambert. Looking downfield, looking, now tucking it under. Tried to throw it out. It's picked off at the 35-yard line. Good grief. At the 40 to the 45, he tried to lateral it. It's on the ground. Argyle comes up with it. No time left on the clock. So an interception on the last play of the first half. How about that? Lambert was scrambling out and sort of tried to flip it out there late, and I think it might have been deflected as he was throwing it, and it was picked off. His arm was definitely hit. Karsten Bostow with the interception, and then he put it on the turf as well. 7-3 our score. We are at halftime. Wimberley perhaps 24 minutes away from a state championship. 24 long minutes, Randy.
Lots of game to be played left, isn't it?
7-3 Wimberley. We are back with our halftime show. Stay with us, everybody. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM and 103.1 FM. We're back in a moment.
Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at The Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season.
Support for this Wimberley Texans State Championship game, live from Cowboy Stadium, comes from Central Texas Drilling, a water well drilling and water well maintenance company servicing residential and commercial customers in the Wimberley and surrounding Texas Hill Country areas. Online at ctdwaterwells.com or by phone at 512-894-0555.
Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff game is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding community. Now located at 13501 Ranch Road 12, Suite 111 next to the Mail Stop. Available by phone at 847-9400. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans!
Today's broadcast of Wimberley Texan football is made possible in part by Wimberley Fitness Company, a full-service gym facility including boot camp, kickboxing, Pilates, Zumba, yoga, and training sessions. Information including gym memberships is available online at WFITCO.com or at 512-847-8026. Elise and everyone at Wimberley Fitness Company wish the Texans good luck in the state championships. Go Texans!
Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game comes from AJ and Carrie Downing of Wimberley Electric, offering residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services from Master Electrician AJ Downing. Available by phone at 722-3255 and online at WimberleyElectric.com.